It is. It was an immense honour there to represent the Isle of Man, and for the Isle of Man to actually be recognised at this event. So, it was wonderful to be there and attend and to see the pageantry that goes around that. But it is a remembrance service, and it is an event that we should remember those who sacrificed the ultimate for our freedoms today.
And I think the island has only been represented there since, is it 2019, but in person, so to speak.
It is, yes, correct. Since 2019, former Chief Minister Howard Quayle attended this event, and of course we've had COVID in between, so this was an opportunity for that to be revisited, and obviously alongside the other Crown dependencies and the overseas territories that did contribute very much to the Allied forces during the World Wars and other conflicts.
Do you believe there's an awareness, a full awareness in the UK, of the scale of the Isle of Man's contribution to the war effort?
Well, we know about it here, or we should know about it here, and we obviously have our local services and our national service here on the Isle of Man in St John's, which is exceedingly important that those are continued, and it's good to see the attendance of those continue to grow. But yes, in terms of wider awareness, no, there isn't, and there is a wonderful little museum which I recommend people do visit by the airport, which tells actually of the stories and the conflicts that the Isle of Man and the various different services have been involved with. So that's well worth a visit to for further education.